Hello,
everybody.
Hello. Glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
How come you're so early? We weren't quite expecting you quite so soon, and I just started dinner. What do you know? We're going to have some meat.
Oh, boy. Am I glad I came. Diane and Ray, I came a little bit early so I could write a letter to Lois, if you don't mind. You see, if I write it here and mail it, then she'll get it sooner in Baltimore.
Oh, yes, I suppose she looks forward to getting her letter.
Well, George, why don't we make a record and send it to Lois? Oh. You know there's a paper story. We save some of the paper for,
Well, that's a good idea, Ray. What could I put on a record?
Do you mean that the things that you put in your letter might melt the wax?
No chance of that, Ray. Why, Lois and I are too grown up for that sort of thing. Why, anybody can read our letters. I just tell her what I've been doing. Last night I went to a picnic and had a very good time. But I told her that in a letter this morning.
This morning? You mean that you've written her once today? I thought you said you came here to write your daily letter and mail it from up here.
Oh, Ray, and you don't quite understand. I came here to write her another letter. I'm behind.
Oh.
I wrote her one this morning, but I write to her every 2 or 3 hours during the day. Well, this is only the second one today. Now, if we make a recording, Ray, and send it to her right away, then that will take care of my 5 o'clock letter. And I won't have to write another one again until 9 o'clock tonight. That's good.
Oh, dear. What in the world would you have to tell her if you just wrote her at 11 o'clock this morning?
Why, Ed, there are a lot of things to tell her. Why, I could just tell her about life in Ontario. There's something happening there every minute.
Yeah, the clock ticks 60 times.
Sure, the clock ticks 60 times. And besides that, once a day, the alarm rings. That's at 7 o'clock in the morning. By the way, that's when I jump out of bed and grab a pencil and paper and write my first letter of the day to Lois.
Well, you say you send her a letter at 11 o'clock at night, then you go to bed. What do you have to write her about at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Why, don't you understand? I tell her what time I went to bed and what time I got up and how I slept. And whether anybody screamed in the night like Susie used to? Gosh! Red Ann, this is Ontario. There's always something happening there. Day or night. Yes, I've really got to write to her as soon as I get up and every 2 or 3 hours in order to tell her how much I miss her. How wonderful I think she is. How nice she is. And how much I miss her. Why, if she were here right now, I'd...
Wait a minute. We're not going to be able to put that sort of thing on a wax record. They're highly inflammable, George.
Oh, hush. Don't forget, we were newlyweds once. It was a long time ago, I'll admit, but it was fun. And let's pretend we're newlyweds now. Come on, give me a kiss, honey.
Wasn't
that good?
Ray and Ann, there are times when you still act like newlyweds.
Oh, well, come on, boys. The dinner's about ready. Come on, let's have something
shall
to
I,
eat now.
Should I put on that dinner music? I'll put on the dinner music.
That music that Lois likes?
Yeah,
that record that she likes.
I wonder where they're going to have me sit this time.
Oh, George, you can sit either end of the table, one end or the other.
All right.
I always sit here on the
good.
Side. So you can sit. Just take your choice.
That's
good.